Bill, yeah, you're absolutely correct. It is humorous. We're just having fun with each other. We literally do things better together. That's why we're together. But I also have to admit, when we adventure into something, we typically have to do it twice. You know, our bathroom remodel was a perfect example of that. Not only did we get the base put up around the tub surround, we tried to tile over that and had to tear it all out and do it again. So we are better together, but oftentimes we have to do it twice. Hey, 73's to you. Have a great weekend, KG7FWB. KG7CGP. Up next is Vic, K7, Hotel Sierra Sierra. Hello, Vic.
Hey, I won't be long. I know I have some noise, but just want to say hello again, and I'll in and out. Have a great day. This is K7HSS.
Hey, Vic. Just to let you know, your signal came in better. You didn't have so much noise on you. It was a lot easier to understand you. So thanks for that recheck. Got you down as an in and out. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. 73's to you. Have a great weekend. K7 Hotel Sierra Sierra. Okay, this is KG7CGP. Looking for a call sign and name. Please come now.
Kilo India 7, Papa, Mike, Juliet, John, and Granite Falls.
Can you come back with your call sign one more time? Kilo India, I missed something. Papa, Mike, Juliet, please come back.
Yes, Kilo India 7, Papa, Mike, Juliet, John in Granite Falls.
Okay, got it that time. I was missing the 7. Kilo India 7, Papa Mike Juliet. Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I am doing well. We're out camping with my wife and some of her friends and daughter off of Cannon Creek outside of Granite Falls, really enjoying the holiday. Having good breakfast, good conversation, good weather. Not so great sleep at night, but with all the boom, boom, boom going on. But it was nice last night.
Hey, John, you got a little bit of noise on your transmission, but it's perfectly understandable considering your location. If you can continue with your transmission and just end with your call sign when you're complete. KI7, Papa, Mike, Juliet, back to you.
Okay, I will. I was just saying, enjoying the holiday camping. This is KI7PMJ, back to net.
Hey, John, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy your family time there and camping. Stay dry. I think we're going to stay dry. We have a high pressure system over us, so in beautiful weather today in the 70s. It'll be awesome. Great to hear from you. KI7 Papa Mike Juliet, KG7CGP. We've been pretty slow, and I've been taking them as they come. KG7AII, would you like to take this next round?
Sure.
I'm turning it over now to KG7AII.
Okay, thank you, KG7CGP. This is KG7AII. I had to step out because my stepmother called me, and she's so cute, I have to say. We've just got her moved into an assisted living facility over there in Spokane, and pretty much settled. But boy, she likes to call and just check in and see how things are going. And so anyway, she called me and I had to step out. So I'm back and ready to start another round. It looks like we're on round number 4. This is Kilo Golf 7 Alpha, India, India, looking for your call sign and name. Please come now.
KG7WOI. Good morning, John and Paul's boat.
Hey, good morning, John, KG7WOI. We're taking station as they come, so that means you're up. How are you doing this morning, John?
Well, we're not doing too bad after the war zone last night. Man, I tell you, that was the loudest 4th of July that we've had here since I've been here. They were all around me. But the family at the beginning of the road. There's six houses on our private road, and the first house has a 4th of July party every year. And when I left to go visit my friends about 2 o'clock yesterday, there were about 6 cars in the driveway. When I come back, there must have been 30 cars in the yard. And fireworks, at least up until 11 o'clock. But, and there was other places all around me, too, and big boomers. Anyway, that's my 4th of July report. Stay sober, stay safe, had a good night's rest, so. And we got all the world problems solved this morning, so that was good. I'll get out of here and let somebody else have it. You and Dana have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. 73 is KG7WOI.
Well, hey, good morning, John. Great to hear from you. You have a wonderful weekend as well. We mentioned earlier on the net that we kind of fell asleep when all the booms were going on. But boy, the dogs were sure cuddly last night. They needed some assurance that everything was okay. Glad to hear that you made it through, and great start to your weekend. Solved all the world's problems at the breakfast meeting, and gosh, have a wonderful weekend. Great to hear from you, John, and thanks for stopping by. KG7WOI, KG7AII73. Who else would like to check in on this morning's 9 o'clock net? We're getting close to 10 o'clock, so who would like to check in? Call sign and name, please come now.
Kevin, you. Good morning. This is Jack.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Kilo India 7, Romeo Mike Uniform. Your signal's a little choppy, but I got you for sure. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Dane. Saturday morning, crew. Nice to hear both of you. Hope you had a great 4th. I've only been able to listen to the last check-in, which was John, KG7WOI. Because I have been up since about 6 o'clock running around the house, basically, and almost killing myself in the process, just trying to get so many things done. And the way I like to do it is if I see something, I'll take it to where it needs to go, and then I'll go on the way back to where it was. I pick up something else, and I move it, and I put it back in its place. And so I'm just, I don't really know what I'm doing at any given moment, except right now I'm taking a small break, sitting down, overlooking the organic garden. Say the strawberries are coming to the end. The raspberries are still coming on. And we've got all kinds of other things going too. And I'm just tidying up right now, taking a break, and reflecting on field day, which was just a raging success. That was just a lot of fun. It was so great to see so many people out there. Looking forward to the picnic. Don't forget, get over to the psrg.org. Website and get signed up. Let us know what you'd like to bring to the picnic. It's a potluck. We've got burgers and things like that, but it's a potluck otherwise. You can bring a side dish, a starter, that kind of thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you two there, of course, and hope to see the guitar people. Oh boy, Dave's coming up. Bill will be there. I don't know. It's going to be all kinds of great people there with musical instruments. Ah, boy, yeah, you can tell I am just going 100 miles an hour. But anyway, I'm really excited for the picnic, so hope to see all of you there. And do get signed up. Let us know you're going to be there, all right? Thanks very much, Teresa and Dana. Hope you two have a great Saturday and enjoy the rest of the weekend. KR7RM, back to you two.
Hey, Jack, great to hear from you, and good information there. Yeah, we actually filled out our RSVP for the picnic this morning. So, if folks haven't done that yet, that is, you should get in there and get your RSVP in. That is a great event. I love going, like you said, with the guitar folks, and, there's violinists, yep, and good food, good company. It's a great event. It's a wonderful event. So, gosh, Jack, it was great seeing you last weekend at the field day,
and yeah, that looked like a great success. That was really cool. We attended one of the events, one of the talks, about kind of, I can't remember the name of it was, but it was about emergency kind of, I hesitate to say transportation, but kind of emergency bicycle network of folks.